Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to the Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
I don't have a whole lot more to say about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect. No honor. There's no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, Daddy. Hard times are when the textile workers around the country are out of work. They got 4 to 5 kids. They can't pay their wages, can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them to go home. Hard times are when a man has looked a job for 30 years. They give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and they say, hey, a computer took your place, Daddy. That's hard times. And Ric Flair, you put hard times on this country by taking Dusty Rhodes out. We all had hard times together. And I admit, I don't look like the athlete that they're supposed to look. My belly's just a little big. My height is a little big. But brother, I am bad. And they know I'm bad. And there are two bad brothers out there. John Wayne. And he's dead. And the other one's right here.
There was a guy there was a scientist who basically made cheese. Get this. He made cheese out of his own bacteria. Bacteria from between his toes. So basically, he basically made cheese out of his own toe jam. Can you believe that? His own toe jam. Of his own feet. Made his own cheese out of his own feet and all the stuff. I don't know about you. I may have to pass. Because I don't know about it. I just can't do it. Exactly. That's what I felt when I first heard the news about the scientist made cheese out of his own, you know, toe bacteria. Like, what? And he wondered why his cheese, why it smells like feet. Yeah, you know why it smells like feet, because it came from you. It came from your feet. You made your own toe jam. I mean, you actually made your own cheese from your own toe jam. Like, yeah, man, no. I mean, I believe in recycling. Don't get me wrong. I love recycling, but there's a limit where I can go to. That's just it. Like, you know, I believe in conserving the earth, saving the earth, cleaning up the earth. I believe in recycling, but not like that. Yes, indeed. I tell you. If that guy was getting some of his homemade cheese, his literally homemade cheese straight from his feet, I said, no, thank you. No, thank you, sir. I'll stick to Velveeta. Thank you very much. Okay. Now that we got that out of the way, let's go into some news. There has been, from the Macon Telegraph and from WMAZ, there's a Bibb County Sheriff deputy arrested for DUI. A Bibb County Sheriff deputy was arrested around 5:45 Saturday morning for driving under the influence in Macon. According to a news release, a Georgia State Patrol trooper was conducting a traffic stop near the intersection of Riverside Drive and Spring Street when Mitchell Tharp drove up his patrol vehicle, to help. Tharp was not on duty, but he showed signs of being drunk and was given a sobriety test. He was then placed under arrest and transported to Bibb County LEC. His bond was set at $1,850. According to the Bibb County Sheriff's Inmate Information website, he's been released. Okay. Well, I guess that goes to show you even if you're off duty, you're on duty all the time, especially when you're a law officer. You can't afford to skate. Get around, you know, being drunk or high, whatever. I mean, because people are paying you, you know, to serve and protect them, and how you gonna serve and protect is you drunk as a skunk or knocked out or whatever or high, whatever. That's not the type of job position. If you like to drink, being a law officer of the law is not, you know, that's not the right job for you. I'm just saying you need to pick another line of work. Just letting you know. It's 3:11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. If you just tune in, this is the It's Marvelous radio show brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio right here. This is the D-Man, Derek Barry here. I just want to let you all know about the Tony Awards that were on last Sunday. And I want to give you out the winners. And I said that, Kristen Chenoweth and Alan Cumming were the hosts of last Sunday's program that was on CBS. In fact, one of the co-hosts, Kristen Chenoweth, was actually nominated. Unfortunately, she didn't win, but, you know, she was a gracious host to an extent. For the result of the Tony Awards, who won? Let's see, Fun Home won Best Musical, and The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime won Best Play. And says Broadway luminaries gathered at Rio City Music Hall for an installment of the Tony Awards, hosted by actors Kristen Chenoweth, who also happens to be a nominee, and Alan Cumming. Fun Home won the prize for Best Musical, while The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime took home award for Best Play. In the acting categories, Helen Mirren, Oscar winner Helen Mirren, won another award for playing Queen Elizabeth, and Kelly O'Hara finally won a Tony on her sixth nomination. So Kelly O'Hara is no longer the Susan Lucci of the Tonys. For all the winners, Best Musical was America in, Fun Home was the winner. It was it beat out fellow nominees American in Paris, Something Rotten, and The Visit. Let's see, Best Lead, Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role in a Musical. Kelly O'Hara, who won for The King and I, who beat out Cheetah Rivera in The Visit, Beth Malone, Fun Home, Leanne Cope in American in Paris, and the host of that evening, Kristen Chenoweth, from On the 20th Century. She was not happy. I'll just say that in case you didn't get to see it last Sunday. Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role, Michael Cerveris won for Fun Home, beat out Robert Fairchild in American in Paris, Ryan D'Arcy, James Sutton, Something Rotten, Oscar-nominated actor Ken Watanabe for The King and I, and Tony Yavik in On the Town. For that's the best revival of a musical. The King and I won the Tony for best revival in a musical. Best performance by an actor in the leading role in the play, Alex Sharp, who won for The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. Let's see, best revival of a play, Skylight won. It beat out The Elephant Man, This Is Our Youth, and You Can't Take It With You. Let's see, who won for best performance by an actress in a feature role in a musical? Ruthie Ann Miles in The King and I won. She won that best direction of a play. Went to Marianne Elliott for The Curious Incident of a Dog in the Nighttime. Best book of a musical, Fun Home by Lisa Cron, who won that. I guess that was the play which is based on a musical, I guess. Best musical based on a book, I guess. Best original score, Fun Home won. Who created by the music by Jeanine Tesori and lyrics by Lisa Cron. They won Tony Awards for that. Best direction of the musical, Sam Gold won for A Fun Home. And let's see, I was trying to get the other ones. I think Bradley Cooper was one. Yeah, yes, best performance by an actress in a leading role in a play, Helen Mirren, who won for playing Queen Elizabeth II in The Audience. The winner, she beat out Geneva Carr in Hand to God, Elizabeth Moss in The Heidi Chronicles, Elizabeth Moss of the Mad Men series that just went off the air, Carrie Mulligan in Skylight, and Ruth Wilson in Constellations. And Helen Mirren, she's also, this is the second time she won an award playing Queen Elizabeth in another play, I just don't remember right now, but she has won an Oscar playing Queen Elizabeth in a certain movie called The Queen. So she has won. I think she's got to be in history. She must be in the history books of being an actress who won like three awards playing the same character. I don't think that's ever been done before, if I'm not mistaken. That is really, really good. And speaking of other awards, we have the A Country Affair, the star-studded affair at the Bridgestone Arena, played host to a bevy of faces such as Carrie Underwood, Larry Antebellum. This is for the CMT Awards. Nikki Reed and even Rumor Willis, the winner of this recent Dance with the Stars contest. The celebs mixed and mingled on the red carpet of the celebratory affair before taking in the electric performances of accepting major awards. Carrie Underwood won an award for Something in the Water for Video of the Year. She's 32, star of the night with the most nominations, even competing against herself in the Female Video of the Year category. Yes, she had two of them. She had two videos in the same category for Female Video of the Year. What were they? I was trying to figure out. It was for Little Toy Guns and the Something in the Water. So, yeah, she was going against herself. Wow. Darius Rucker was among the nominees in Video of the Year. He was for Homegrown Honey. Dierks Bentley for Drunk on the Plane, Florida Georgia Line was nominated for Dirk. Jason Aldean, Making Zone for Burning It Down. Kenny Chesney for American Kids, Lady Antebellum for Bartender. Lee Bryce for I Don't Dance. Luke Ryan, Play It Again. Maddie and Tay, Girl in the Country Song. Miranda Lambert with Carrie Underwood and Something Bad. Wow, she was actually nominated in that one. So she was nominated, and Sam Hunt and Leave the Light On. So Carrie Underwood won three 3MT awards, which give her the most awards. She has won the most awards than any other artist in the CMT award history. She has 13 so far. 13 awards. That is incredible. Yeah. Speaking of the past and of Dusty Rhodes and stuff, I hope you like how I opened the show with Maria Menounos's impersonation of Dusty Rhodes in his Hard Time promo. So hope you like that. Yes. Of course, June, I forgot to mention, June is Black Music Month. Why we have Black Music? Because we only have Black History Month in February, and that's the shortest month of the year, so we have to have one just for our music alone. But, I'm kidding. But, you know, it is nice to recognize, you know, our work in music. And speaking of which, speaking of June, also, the Women's World Cup has started this week, this month as well. Of course, you know, the Men's World Cup Soccer Championship was last year. The Women's World Cup in soccer is this year now. It just started this month, and it's been playing, pretty much going to be playing for the better part of this summer, or at least the better part of this month, I should say. And you can check it out on Fox. If you check your local listings and see what Fox Affiliate is in your neck of the woods, in your city, in your home. As far as the results, as far as the scores, Canada and New Zealand ended in a tie, 0-0. For Fridays, just recapping the scores that we've had so far. Australia beat Nigeria 2-0. This past Friday, two days ago, Switzerland absolutely crushed Ecuador 10-1. 10-1, man, that's terrible. Man. That's a beating. That's nothing but a beating right there. Just a beating. Wow. Switzerland just killed Ecuador 10-1 on Friday. USA and Sweden had a game this past Friday night. It was like 8 o'clock. USA was against Sweden. That game ended in a tie, 0-0, and Japan beat Cameroon 2-1 so far. For yesterday's games that they had today, their show had ended, Colombia beat France 2-0, England beat Mexico 2-1, Brazil beat Spain 1-0, and Costa Rica and the Korea Republic both were tied, ended in a tie 2-2. Later tomorrow, there's going to be some games of the Women's World Cup soccer match will continue this week, particularly tomorrow at 4 o'clock. We have games of the Ivory Coast, the African nation Ivory Coast, we'll be playing against Norway at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Also, Thailand versus Germany is also going to be playing at 4 o'clock, 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time, Eastern Time. At 7:30 p.m., you have China going against New Zealand at 7:30 p.m. Tomorrow night. And the Netherlands are going to be going against Canada also at 7:30 p.m. Let's see, Tuesday's games 2 days from now, day after tomorrow, you're going to have Ecuador going against Japan at 5 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, followed by Switzerland versus Cameroon, which is also going to be on at 5 p.m. Australia is going to be going against Sweden at 8 p.m. Tuesday night, and Nigeria is going to be going against USA. Also at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And we'll find out who will be playing. I guess we'll have more results, I guess, this following weekend as the days go by. Also, England, Wednesday, which will be June 17th, England will be playing against Colombia. Both teams were victorious in their victories earlier in the week. England beating Mexico and Colombia beating France. Yeah, because I know England's happy about that because they don't like France either. So you know how that goes. You know how that goes. That's a history thing. You know, England's not crazy about France, so Colombia beating France, you know, I think that's a mutual agreement. But they're going to be playing against each other Wednesday night Wednesday afternoon at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. So check your local listings. Check out Fox. It's not on Fox. It'll probably be on the Fox Sports channel. So definitely check that out. England is going to be playing against Colombia June 17th, which would have been this upcoming Wednesday, would have been my paternal grandmother's 103rd birthday. She was born June 17th, 1912. She would have been 103 years old this upcoming Wednesday if she was living. Matter of fact, speaking of someone who has a birthday on June 17th, I want to give a shout-out to the Green Man. The Green Man, Matthew Wedmore. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful birthday coming up this upcoming Wednesday. He's going to hit the big 4-5, not Colt 45, but the 45th birthday, number 45, you know? not Colt 45. But just want to say to you, man, if you're listening, happy to be listening, Matt, you know, just want to say happy birthday to you, early birthday to you this upcoming Wednesday, and I hope you have a really good one, a really good birthday this upcoming Wednesday, and I hope you have a lot of fun. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Speaking of which, speaking of some other sports highlights, Chicago stole a game from Tampa Bay Lightning at Tampa during Game 5. They won 2-1, and I think they're about to make history. If they win the next game, it'll be the first time a hockey team actually won the Stanley Cup since 1938 at home. Their fourth and final game. So they now got the lead over the Tampa Bay Lightning for the Stanley Cup Finals 3-2, and I think Game 6 is going to be in Chicago. So if the Chicago Blackhawks win, I think what is it Tuesday? Yeah, I think Tuesday. Yeah, Game 6 is going to be on Tuesday. Yeah, Game 6 is going to be June 15th, which is Tuesday. Yeah. Game 6 is going to be on Tuesday night, June 15th at 8 p.m. on NBC. Tampa Bay Lightning going to be versus the Chicago Blackhawks once again, Game 6, and it's going to be at Chicago. So if Chicago wins this game, if they win this game, upcoming game, on Tuesday, it'll be the first time in history an NHL team has won a championship at home since 1938. According to ABC News. So definitely check that out this upcoming Tuesday. I hope you have a wonderful time to the few and far between NHL fans who are still a fan of hockey. Only reason why I'm a fan of hockey because I know it's a lot more cooler in a hockey rink than it is outside right now. Just saying. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, there has been a lot of things that's been going on, a lot of crazy stuff going on. About this, you always hear about stories about, you know, black people trying to pass for white, but you've never heard it the other way around. So this has got to be the first time in history I've ever heard of a white woman trying to pass for black. It's been really, really strange going on right now. Really strange stories. And let me get into the stories. She says that her parents are kind of ticked off that her that they don't want to that her that their daughter doesn't want to be seen with him because it'll ruin her image. Says that Larry and Ruth Ann Dolezal revealed that their daughter, Rachel Dolezal, who is 37 years old, is white, not black, as she has claimed to be. They say she started disguising herself in 2007 and no longer speaks to them because they will ruin her image. And she has been a civil rights activist in Idaho and Eastern Washington for several years and also teaches Africana studies at Eastern Washington University. She's facing a city ethics investigation after identifying herself as black in an application to serve on a local police ombudsman's commission. She said she was white, black, and American Indian and secured the role, but her mother and her family said that she is Czech, Swedish, and German. She's just white. And TV station KXLY asked her if she was African-American, and she looked stunned, and she responded, quote, "I don't understand the question." Wow. That is something you just don't hear every day, man. You just don't hear that every day. Matter of fact, I'm going to try to see if I can get this story where I found it on Your World, My which was on Tommy Sotomayor's channel. I'm going to play a little bit of it, of the news, and I'm going ahead and play just a little bit.
The ombudsman for the interim.
She was elected into office in November to lead the NAACP chapter in Spokane. The questions are now being raised about Rachel Dolezal's racial identity.
Would you identify yourself as an African American?
I feel like it's an African American. I'm just a black. And I would say that if I was asked, I would definitely say that yes, I do consider myself to be black.
But Dolezal's biological parents say she's living a lie.
Our daughter is primarily German and Czech, and it's European descent.
She's white.
Okay. She's white.
Mm-hmm. Ruth Ann and Larry Dolezal, who live in Montana, say their daughter has always identified with the African-American culture. Her adopted siblings are black, but they say the way she looks now isn't what she looked like when she was young.
Blonde, blue eyes, freckles,
face. Ms. Rachel is a master artist, and so she's able to disguise herself and make her appearance look like any ethnicity.
What would you say to those who are questioning your ethnicity?
Those who are questioning or those who are reading the article? I mean, I feel like the article is what's questioning. And then it's Mary Lee fans who are questioning. And so what I say to them is, I don't give two what you guys think.
Her parents say they've been estranged from their daughter for years. And while they may have had their issues, this, they say, is a case of black and white.
That's Rachel Dolezal, who, a white woman, passing for black for several years. As a matter of fact, not only she's passing for black, but she's also the Spokane, Washington chairman of the NAACP. Now, how are you able to get away with that? I do not know. You got to be a super spin gal. You got to be an incredible master of disguise. A white woman passing for black, I mean, granted, I have a couple of friends of mine. I think one of my friends, she's a professor of women's studies, and she had to admit, though, she says, as much as I don't like her doing her version of basically blackface, which is basically what she's doing, to pass for a black woman, she doesn't admire her going with a blackface, making her face darker, getting rid of her pale skin and getting a spray tan to hide her freckles and everything, making herself a little bit tanner. But she does give her credit, give her kudos for getting her natural hair hooked up. So, even if she is passing as a light-skinned black woman, she does get kudos for at least getting her hair did. She got her hair all – she had it in natural. She had it in cornrows. I mean, yeah, I get you did it up. But, oh, my goodness, it looks like – I'm just running out of time here and there. I have so many stories to talk about. I may have to wait till next week to talk about certain stories, particularly about Charles Barkley donating $1 million to Morehouse College and some other stories. But for those who are for those who are checking out, who are into the sports right now with the NBA Finals, of course, you know, the Game 5 of the NBA Finals will be on tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC tonight. There may be a kickoff, well, not a kickoff, a jump-off pregame show will start at 7:30, and the actual game will start at 8 o'clock on ABC tonight, Game 5 between the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Golden State Warriors, and it's going to be at Oakland, at Oakland, or at Golden State's home court. So just want to let you all guys know about that, just in case, as I already told you about the Stanley Cup Finals, which will be on Tuesday night. The NBA Finals continues with Game 5 at Oakland, at Golden State, versus the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight on ABC. Definitely check your local listings and see if you're able to get that in your area, which you should, because it's network TV. Anyway, that's all the time that I have. I want to go ahead and play, since June is Black Music Month, and this is the third and final day of this weekend's broadcast, and particularly Dusty Rhodes Week, which I coined the phrase. This is the last day of Dusty Rhodes Weekend tribute. Unfortunately, I didn't put it on the on the title of these broadcasts, but maybe on the next one I'll just put it in like the aftermath or something. But just want to say thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. If you want to contribute, want to advertise on the show, please don't hesitate to ask. Please call me at 478-731-1926 or Marvella Ivory at 478-228-3715. I hope you continue to listen to us, especially every Friday at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. I probably might end up changing the times, hopefully having the times that's on Saturdays and Sundays at 4 p.m., depending on how many people if we're able to get more people later at that time than at 3. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I'm going to give a tribute to, since it is Black Music Month in June, and it is a tribute to Dusty Rhodes, may he rest in peace. I'm going to play the whole entirety of Hard Times, the promo, the legendary promo of Dusty Rhodes, and also the hit song Hard Times by the legendary rap group Run DMC. Hope you have a wonderful and marvelous Sunday, and we'll see you next. Have a wonderful and marvelous week. Have a marvelous Sunday, and hopefully we will see you next weekend. Take care, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, you all know that Dusty Rhodes has been injured. Well, we want to welcome back tonight Dusty Rhodes for his first interview since his injury. Here is the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes. And Dusty, your fans welcome you back, man.
First of all, I would like to thank the many, many fans throughout this country that wrote cards and letters Dusty Rhodes the American Dream while I was down. Secondly, I want to thank Jim Crockett Promotions for waiting and taking the time because I know how important it was. Starcade 85 it is to the rest of the fans, it is to Jim Crockett Promotions. And Dr. O, the American Dream, with that weight, got what I wanted. Ric Flair, the world's heavyweight champion. I don't have to say a lot more about the way I feel about Ric Flair. No respect, no honor. There is no honor among thieves in the first place. He put hard times on Dusty Rhodes and his family. You don't know what hard times are, that is. Hard times are when the textile workers around this country are out of work. They got 4 or 5 kids and can't buy their food. Hard times are when the auto workers are out of work and they tell them go home. And hard times are when a man has worked at a job 30 years. 30 years, they give him a watch, kick him in the butt, and say, hey, I'm a shooter. Took your place, Daddy. That's our guy. That's our guy. By taking Dr. Rhodes shot, that's our time. And we all had our jazz together. I admit I don't look like the athletes today. Both of them, my better just a little bit. My hand is just a little bit. But brother, I am bad and they know I'm bad. And that was two bad people. One was John Wayne, he's dead, brother. And the other one's right now. Make your ball look better. The world is in battle. From now on, to these things, I'm only shot right now. I want you all to know my hand is just your hand for this gathering of the biggest body of people in this country, in this universe, all over the world now. Reach it out because the love that was given me in this time, I will repay you now because I will be the next world heavyweight champion on this hard time blues. Dusty Rhodes Tour, 85, and Ric Flair, Nature Boy. Let me leave you with this. One way to hurt Ric Flair is to take what he cherishes more than anything in the world. That's the world heavyweight title. I'm gonna take it. I've been there twice. This time when I take it, that is, I'm going to take it to you. Let's get up for it. Don't let me down now. Because I came back for you. For that man up there that died 10, 12 years ago and never got the opportunity to be a real world champion. I'm proud of you. Thank God I have you. I love you. Love you.
The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes, man.
Take care and have a marvelous Friday. We'll see you next weekend.